Hey everyone, welcome to Win the Day, 5 minutes in the Bible with me, your Bible coach, Pastor Nat. Our mission here at Back to the Bible is to move you closer to Jesus today than yesterday. And to help you do that, we are going to talk about delivering peace. What's the best thing you've had delivered to your home? For me, I guess it kind of depends on what the need is at the moment. But there's one thing I like seeing on my doorstep. That is groceries. We have one of those club memberships since we've got this growing family, and so we like to eat a ton. So every week, I put in my online order, and they deliver the essentials that we need. Now, whatever you enjoy having delivered, the Apostle Paul reminds us that there is one delivery that Grubhub, Instacart, and even Amazon cannot beat. Paul says this in Ephesians 2. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now, all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. Who doesn't want reconciliation? Who wouldn't want that delivered to your doorstep? That is exactly what God offers the world today. Today, people are shouting at each other, and they're shouting over each other. Countries are torn apart by war. Families are torn apart by politics. Souls are in anguish over a life of struggle and sin. But God, we've seen that language twice in Ephesians 2. In this chapter, we are reminded again and again that outside of the work of Christ, we were dead in our sins. We were estranged from God. We were far from God. We were hostile towards God. But we were even hostile towards each other. But now, as it says in verse 13, and but God, as it says in verse 4, we have peace with each other and with God. If you're like me, you're thinking, won't this world get better? I mean, it can't get much worse. Well, friend, it can get better. You desire revival. I desire revival. But revival, it doesn't start with a preacher in a podcast or an evangelist in a stadium. The best revival begins with you. It starts with you delivering the good news of peace to people who are far away from God. What we've discovered through our research here at Back to the Bible is only 1 out of 13 converts through the evangelistic crusades actually got saved. You see, effective revival, it comes through delivering the gospel in everyday ways through everyday people to everyday souls. If you want peace around you, if you want a changed neighborhood, if you want a transformed workplace, if you want a reformed government, if you want a new day, you have to get out there. You have to go and deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the true source of peace with each other and with God. My challenge for you is to do two things. Pray and go. Pray for the lost in your life by name. Pray for open hearts. Pray for open ears to receive the gospel message. And then you need to go. Go and deliver it. That probably makes you wonder, how? How should I deliver the good news? It's so simple. Go deliver the good news through a lunch, or through a coffee date, through a conversation in the workroom, maybe in a conversation in an afternoon walk. Maybe you can deliver the good news at the gym, in a fitness class, maybe even through a game night in your basement. Friend, God isn't done with this world yet. He has more people to call to himself, and he is asking us to deliver the message. So let's pray, and then let's go. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you are encouraged. If you did find today's message helpful, please leave a review and share this podcast with your friends on social media. And by the way, this ministry is only made possible by Kingdom investors like you. So if you would like to participate and join us in the journey, consider donating at backtothebible.org. That's backtothebible.org. Until next time, stand firm, stand faithful, and stand on God's Word.